Hello and welcome to a special episode of That's So Cincinnati, our Happy New Year episode. Here's to new beginnings, a fresh start in 2022. We're going to have folks from all across the region share with you their New Year's resolutions and hopes for 2022. I'll get it started here. My hope is for some civility to return to politics. Hey, these are New Year's resolutions. I'm sure that makes a lot of people chuckle. Maybe 2022 isn't the year. It's a midterm year. But that is my hope for 2022, that we can get some civility to return. And I'm talking about at all levels of politics, at Cincinnati City Hall, a new beginning there with a new mayor, a new city council. Maybe with it will come less chaos, more civility, more focus on policy and less on tweets. The Ohio State House, focus on policy, not on corruption and on alleged corrupt politicians. And of course, in Washington, where you all know what's going on there, somehow, some way, we return to the days of bipartisan spirit. That's my hope for 2022. But before we head into 2022 and others join us here, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast, for your support of Cincinnati.com and The Enquirer, for you buying a subscription to The Enquirer, to Cincinnati.com, for you listening to this podcast. All of it is important to keeping local journalism alive, because we at the Cincinnati Enquirer, Cincinnati.com, Sherry Coolidge, Scott Wortman, Carl Weiser, Aaron Glenn, Keith Pandolfi, Terry DeMio, Kevin Aldridge, Phil Didion, Burl Love, Amber Hunt, Bob Strickley, Kevin Grasha, Cam Knight, Mark Wirt, and so many others, Kara Owsley, Meg Vogel, Amanda Rossman, Kareem Elgazar, Sam Green, Paul Dougherty, Jason Hoffman, Pat Brennan, Bobby Nightingale, and so many others. I didn't name everyone, but what we do here is important to covering your community. And so thank you so much for your support of local journalism, because what we do, we're the only ones covering Cincinnati City Hall. We're the only ones covering your local government, watching for your tax dollars. We're covering the Reds home and away. We're covering the Bengals home and away. We're doing big, big journalism projects, big, important community projects like the Kids Who Kill project at the end of 2021. We can't do that without you, without your support. Please encourage your friends to check us out. Give us a chance. Cincinnati.com/subscribe. I didn't walk into this studio today like this is going to be some commercial for the Cincinnati Enquirer. I just want to say thank you for everything you do for us and for your support and believing in local journalism. And by believing in local journalism, you believe in the importance of having that independent watchdog watching the powerful, the public officials, the public agencies. The agencies and the teams and the organizations that are critical to our economy, are critical to our daily lives. So thank you so much. Now, Sherry, what do you got?
Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for listening all year. This is one of my absolute favorite parts of the week. For this year, I wish for everyone to be able to spend more time with their family. That might be your actual family. It might be your friend family. It could be your fur baby family. I know how important family is after everything we've been through, and it's a priority for me this year, and I wish that for all of you. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. This is State Representative Bridget Kelly. I'm wishing you and your families the very best in the new year and wanted to share some of my hopes for 2022. First, I hope the Ohio legislature will pass House Bill 69 to raise the minimum wage and give more hardworking Ohioans the opportunity for a better life. Second, I hope we will finally get to work on replacing the Brent Spence Bridge. And third, I hope we will be celebrating a national college football championship right here in the Queen City. Let's go, Bearcats!
This is Joe Dieters, the Hamilton County Prosecutor, wishing everyone a Happy New Year. And I have one wish for everyone out there, and that is please stay safe. Please don't resort to violence when you're in an argument. There's better ways to handle all this, and I hope everyone has a blessed New Year and a wonderful Christmas.
Happy holidays. This is Michael Betts. I reside in the Incline District in East Price Hill, and I am a senior category manager for marketing strategy at Givaudan. I'm just looking for rainbows, butterflies, and everything in between. We've had a pretty yucky past couple years, and I'm just ready to like be back to normal, shake hands, kiss babies, give hugs, and not be afraid that we're gonna harm people. So I'm looking for a bright 2022 and being graceful to one another.
Hey Cincinnati, this is Rosemary Mooring with MEMI, and my New Year's wish for you is continued health, happiness, and all the live music you desire in 2022.
Happy New Year, Cincinnati. It's Hey Michelle, Cincinnati blogger, and my wish for our city is for the Bearcats to win. Let's go.
This is County Commissioner Denise Driehaus. My wish for the region moving into the new year is that we all treat each other with kindness. The first time I heard this was when Hamilton County Health Commissioner Greg Kesterman said it at one of our COVID briefings, and honestly, I thought it was a little schmaltzy. But as we have moved through this time together, as our lives have been upended, it has been true that we need to be kind to one another so that we can all make it through this difficult time as the COVID pandemic lingers. So that's my wish for the region, and I am also looking forward to getting started on the Western Hills Viaduct. Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Mary Ann Zalesnik, Vice President of News and Morning Edition host at 91.7 WVXU. We have had quite a year again, but there's always hope for the future. Wishing you all the best in 2022 and beyond.
Happy New Year. My name is Eric Kearney, and I'm president and CEO of the Greater Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky African American Chamber of Commerce. My wish for the Cincinnati region for 2022 is that we appreciate and support small businesses and entrepreneurs. They add to the fabric and quality of life of our great city. Happy New Year, everyone.
I'm Dan Wells with Fox 19 Now. You know, a new year is like a blank book, or in our case over here at the station, a blank script. The pen is in your hands if you're listening, so this is your chance to write a beautiful story for yourself and our community. Happy New Year, Cincinnati. We have got a great story to tell.
Hi, this is Jeff Birding, president of FC Cincinnati. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and my New Year's wish for 2022 is to have a winning soccer team that's worthy of our great fan base, our terrific stadium, and our wonderful ownership.
Christopher Smitherman, Vice Mayor of the City of Cincinnati, wishing good health and love for all of our Cincinnati and Hamilton County residents in 2022.
Hi, I am Burl Love, editor of the Cincinnati Enquirer. My hope for Cincinnati in 2022 is that we come together, truly come together, Toss aside identity politics, set priorities where we have common ground, and work together to make our community a better place. I also hope to be celebrating the Bearcats winning the college football championship. Happy New Year, everyone.